Rabbi Yoina in Brachos Yud Gimel says that when a person davens, his tefillah is more accepted when a person is tovel first. And he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says, and the Rambam says he never went when he was tumah even for 1 hour without going to the mikveh. There's a mosaic in Meiri. The Meiri in Brachos Chavav brings down that the tefillah that a person is tovel in the mikveh brings to a person kedusha and mosaic of brachos that he brings to himself. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Orchus Yosha brings some of the Balei Tosfos that says a mosaic statement. He says that the fact that people are not tovel, this is the reason, one of the central causes for our golus. As they bring Rav Chaim Kanievsky from the Balei Tosfos. The Rosh, Orchus Chaim, the Rosh, says that a tefillah without tefillah is not heard like a tefillah with tefillah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Beis Yosef, who says the Beis Yosef brings from the Magid Mishoim that told him that he should never abandon a tefillah when he's tomei. Nobody can fathom the reward of a tefillah that a person can do. So the Magid, the Beis Yosef brings this the same the Magid Mishoim. The Ramchal, says that an Erev Shabbos al Koponim, a person should be tovel to metar himself in the 6 days of Choyel, on the 6 days of the week. The Chashulchan says, when he talks about being Tovel in Erev Shabbos, as Ashri Mi, somebody that's Tovel in Erev Shabbos brings Mudik, Kedusha, and Shefa to himself. The Chaya Odom, that says after a person is Tovel, now will understand and will appreciate Kedusha Shabbos. Rabbi Aaron Katler used to go to the mikveh even on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, because he says, if in a rogil, I always go every single Erev Shabbos, by me I can even go on Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Rav Yashav is brought down for many of his grandchildren, being down Rav Yashav Zatzal, used to go with his nefesh every single morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, in order to be tovel. There was a meister once with Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. Rav Scheinberg, Litvak, in the yeshiva, was talking to somebody in learning, and it didn't go. The guy in the yeshiva was trying to explain to him back and forwards, but yes, it didn't go. So Shimon Rav Scheinberg said to him, did you go to Bikvah this morning? He said, no. So go to Bikvah, then you'll understand Pshat. He said, Mamash, a music and machmeh, in going to the Mikvah, a person should read is the Midas. These are some of the moment claims that I wanted just to start with the Olam, to realize what is the music hashbah, a music maila that a Mikvah actually does. But the Ikkis Sugi that we wanted to get to, this is Bein Ageir, probably just the introduction, just to know what we're dealing with over here, is the Ikkis I want to get to is Hilchos Shabbos. And that is, are you allowed, should you or should you not be tovel on Shabbos Kodesh? Avada Navada, just as the minig in a lot of places in Klal Yisrael, is people ataka, need to go dafkan Erev Shabbos and many other times as well. But dafkan on Shabbos is a little bit of a confusion. Are we dealing with Yisurim? Are we dealing with Chumras? Is Chassidus? Is it there enough communion between if you're Litvish or you're Chassidish? Lemaisa, let's be careful with Dinyonim, La Halacha. Again, we're talking La Halacha Lemaisa. There are three main problems when we deal with going to the mikvah on Shabbos that we have to deal with. Problem number one is the basic problem of rechitza. As we know, there's an issur derabbanan for a person to be rechitz on Shabbos Kodesh. As we know, we're not have any showers and baths on Shabbos. So the shaila is, how does the mikvah fall into that halacha? Number two, schita and hitzah. Right, a person can be over on the halachas of schita when he's over in the mikvah. And he can also be over on the halachas of hitzah, of carrying. And the problem number three, the biggest problem is mechzik and metakin. When a person looks like he's misakin something, he's fixing something up. So these are some of the three big sugyas that we have to deal with when it comes to Shabbos and being tovel in the mikvah. Let's start number one. Let's start with the shaila of being roichetz. We chitz on Shabbos. So we know midoraisa, a person is allowed to have a shower, a person is allowed to bath, is allowed to swim, midoraisa, these are no problem whatsoever. However, we know for the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Omer Aleph tells us that Chazal would go to a person to be Rechitza. On Rechitza on Shabbos is also why Gzeirah Mechartzoyes. We're worried about two things. We're worried that a person will heat up the water on Shabbos Kodesh. Therefore, Chazal Mugoyza, that a person shouldn't erase it, he shouldn't wash in water, even if it was heated up before Shabbos, is a Gzeira. He might come to heat up the water on Shabbos, which will lead to A, Bishul, obviously of the liquid, of the water, and B, Mavir, fire, to actually light up to heat up the mikveh in that case. that the Maisa Rashi brings down, very interesting. Rashi actually says that where people will think that if you roast it and you tovel in water that is hot on Shabbos, so people will think that you heated it up on Shabbos, and the Meir they themselves will come to heat that water on Shabbos Kodesh. So again, this is a gzeirah machatzayis for a person not to be tovel, for a person not to be roichet on Shabbos Kodesh. The shayla is tvila. Is tvila nichlal in this gzeirah or not? Pashtus the gzeirah is on a regular matzav of rechitza. The shayla is, do we say the same gzeirah legabe tvila or not? Comes along the korban is standing on a rush. The korban is standing on a rush says a pashtus of svara, and he says with no major lomdus, pashtus the halacha is. A tvila is mutter. Why? Because Chazal asked rechitza. They said rechitza you can't do. Tvila, mishkin rechitza, as they state in Korban Asanel la Rosh. As the Meila according to Korban Asanel, a tvila is not nichlal in Gzeiris Chazal. And if the Korban Asanel, a tvila is mutter lechatzchila on Shabbos Kodesh. And it's not only the Korban Asanel, just to mention a few which I just wrote down, is the Beshehud, the Peliyoyet, the Shedetai, the Beyintin, the Beinezid, the Bechaim, the Chazchaim, many others as well. Hold like this Korban Asanel, that a tvila is not asa. A tvila is not nichlal in what Chazal said. The problem is, that if Yehuda says, how can we be soimich on this? How can we be soimich on a Korban Asanel that we don't understand? There's no svara for chalal for such a thing. Zug the Noid of Yehuda, we can't be seimich on it. Comes along the Chazan Ish and says, excuse me. Zug the Chazan Ish, kol divrei korban asanel of divrei neviim, and it makes enough community because it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. As they state in Chazan Ish, that kol divrei of the korban asanel was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and the main about you can be seimich on him. He wasn't saying that Allah HaLamaisa for this. About Kaponim Mishavir is who the korban asanel was. Now, Allah HaLamaisa, when it comes to this Indian, a lot of poskim are machmir, and they all know we're not soimich on this korban asanel, and the meila we hold that tvila is nichlal in gzeira mechatzos, and the meila rechitza is osa afilu lemikva, and that's lemaisa the psak from the Eshkol, the Radvaz, the Chacham Tzvi, the Kiddur Eger, the Zev Ernest, the Yehuda, the Chashuk, the Chayyot, the Sam Sofer, and of course the Mishnah Berurah and Seven Shin Chavov. As lemaisa they hold that we do not go with the mahalach of the korban asanel, and the meila etzvila is yes nichlal in the gzeira, and the meila belongs to be asa. Now the minig avada is to be mekel, right? As we're going to see Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see this kamat aliba to kula alma. There's a reason to be mekel a lot of times and a lot of places and a lot of minhagim are based on the korban asanel itself. Inach enami api alocha lechayu is asa. Oh, we'll see Be'ez Hashem the minig has been kaveya api the korban asanel. That tzvila be'etzim is not asa, and rechitza the ma'isa devichaim says mufurish that kach is the minig v'chei minig klal Yisrael is the ma'isa that we're seimich on this korban asanel to be mekel. As Be'ez Hashem as the hemshich will go on, we'll see that we can make it haliba de kuli alma. So the first reason is al tvila in rechitza is again a tremendous machlekes. The hachmirah of the Mishnah Berurah is to be machmir. Okay, right up. Schita and haitzah. So we know the Gemara tells us in schita besayis. When it comes to a person's hair, there is no schita bachlal. Mimela mike adin pitoya. If a person has hair and it's wet and he squeezes out the hair, midaraisa, it's mutagomo. Midarabon, as they passed in the Rambam la halacha, is schitas besayis. As we know, we discussed it maybe here 10 times before, that there is a dirabonon schita when it comes to besayis. For example, toothbrushes, baby bottle brushes, and of course hair, that when water gets trapped between the fibers, by you squeezing it out, you have done a midrabonon of schita. So maybe the first halacha person has to worry about, and this be'etzem, by the way, is one of the reasons why the maril that we'll explain in a moment was like a geyser on people actually being roichet even in cold water, because they're worried of actual schita. So maybe if a person would squeeze out either his beard or his pious, or his hair on his head, abad and abad is over on the nisim midrabonon of schita. Masha ainkin, the hair on a person's arm, or on his hand, or on his feet, or maybe above his eye over there, these are not called kibbutz of saris, and a maida to squeeze that out would not be even schita saris in that case. And what's once, sorry? And Achanami, the person's got absolutely no hair over here, and Achanami, there's also been a schita. Now, I was once sitting with Rabbi Zil Omar Shlita, and he told me he once went to the mikveh on Shabbos Kodesh, and he said it was gefelach.
He pushes so people be machal Shabbos left, right, and center. Nobody knows the halachas, and they're busy with this, they're busy with this. The Meisah, look at that, if he went every single Shabbos or not. But he told me that people talk, have to be machmed on these things. So they're in a gay, the Gabi Shechita. Okay. Now, if Shem Zalman and many places can hold, if you do go to the mikvah, so it's 100% mutter to take a towel and lightly put it onto your hair. Now, some of the water is going to get squeezed into the towel. As we say that, it's a segregation, it's only the rabbanon, it's proven to be makel. Is that a person can put a towel, and kach, I think, is the minig in a lot of places, is to put towel over your head or by your bit in a sort, in a very soft way. Not just going to squeeze it out. Then you're doing a mice and skid the bed set. Or if it's time to put the towel there lightly, then a brother that would be mutter, no problem whatsoever. The Ma'aseh of the Sholemeshiv has an interesting svara. The Sholemeshiv says like this. He says, we know there's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if you have 10 people carrying the wet towel, right, going after the mikvah, and it's mukta and the choshev of shechita, zuk the Gemara, you have 10 people carrying the towel, it's the seder. I, what happened to the gzeira, maybe you'll be soiched it. No, so the Gemara, you have 10 people, we're not worried, because you've got 10 people together, each one will remind the other one. Zuk the Sholemeshiv, no, it's the same thing over here. You got to go to the mikvah. The Olim goes to the mikvah on Shabbos. No, what's the worry about Sita? Everybody remind everybody else. And the Maaseh, that's why the Sholemeshiv wants to say about the Zomokin to be Mekel. So the Gabi Sita, Tova Poshet, person should be careful about the not to be Seichet, any of the hairs that he has on his body. Come again, Vaita. That's the Gabi Sita. What about Hitzah? The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siv Zayin that if a person goes to the Nar, he goes to dip into the river on Shabbos Kodesh. He should be careful not to walk Dalad Amos. Because if he walks Dalad Amos, the hair that's on his head, that's on his body, that's in his beard, whatever it is going to be carried. He's going to be doing Haitzah on Shabbos Mirishus, Mirishus. Thank all the Achreinim, the Magad Avon, the Taz, all the Achreinim, the people of God, everybody affect the Kasha. And what happens when it rains? Simple. A person's walking down the road, and it starts to rain. He also has drops of rain, of water all over him. He's doing Haitzah then also. Many roots over here. I'm only going to go into two of them. The Taz says, Poshet. The Taz says the reason is it's not Shayef, a Chazal to make a Gzeira of someone who's in the middle of the street. He's Poshet walking in the street normal, and all of a sudden it starts to rain. What are we going to make a Gzeira? Stop walking. It's not Shayef. We can't do such a Zah. And the main is that the Taz, we can't make a Gzeira. Masha'en can go to the mikvah. This is something a person can be Zorin. And the main is that's why the Taz says there's a Chilek. But our Chashulchan says a different reason, similar idea. He says that when it rains, the precipitation will only Chilek. Masha'en going into the mikvah is Nichalei. Okay. Common reasons why it's different. Oh, but Be'etzem, there is a problem of Hitzah when a person has droplets of water on his body. So the Chazan issues to tell people that when you come out of the mikvah, again, Avada, we're discussing a mokim where there's no Erev, Avada's droplets in the belt that is an Erev, not going into politics right now. Oh, but there's an Erev, there's an Erev. In a place where there's no Erev, so the Chazan issue would always tell people, make sure you leave the mikvah, you run straight home, or you run straight to the shul. Don't stop on the way. It's brought down from the stipler. When the stipler, the Heiliger stipler, went to the mikvah on Shabbos, he once said that he pushed, I think it was the Erev Shabbos. He missed the mikvah. I think it was Erev Shabbos. Maybe it was Shabbos, I'm not sure. He missed the mikvah, the kitzur, when it was either Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. He's pushing, he just didn't have his earning Shabbos. He didn't go. There was no earning Shabbos b'chol. The stipler used to wait in the mikvah to make sure that all the droplets that are over there are gone down, and the Mela, he's not going to have a Shaila of Eitzah. There's a Moedik Tshuva in Shailas and Tshuva's Eretz Tzvi. He brings down to Moedik Limutzchos. He says there's a Limutzchos Ba'alma. It's not about the Hesse and Gansen. Oh, but it's a Limutzchos. He says Moedik. He says the Shulchan Aruch over there in Shulchava that discussed the Shaila of Hitzah, that when a person walks with droplets in his beard or in his hair, whatever it may be, and it's a Shaila of Hitzah, Zug Eretz Tzvi, what's he talking about? He's not talking about a mikvah. He's not talking about being tovel in a mikvah. No. He's talking about being tovel in a nar. He's talking about going because the person is hot. No. So he wants to be tovel in the river to cool himself off. If that's the case, senachanami, nobody wants the droplets on them. And therefore, they're not bottled to your guv. And then there's a shayla about so. Ma'aseh gains of Eretz Tzvi Mayut. In our case of mikvah, when a person goes to the mikvah, this is about that everybody knows. Al pi kabbalah, we don't want to get rid of that mikvah water. Right? And I think, I'm sure some people here will disagree. Oh, but actually, we don't want to get rid of the mikvah water. A bikabala person meant to keep the mikvah water on him. Right? He meant to keep the mikvah water on. Mimela, if a person wants the mikvah water to be on, it's made it's bottled to the good. It's bottled to the good. There's no shayla b'itzah. As I stated there, it's to be meridically mitzvahs. A murder in the city of Aaron, I think some bells, is to dafka wash out his mouth and Erev Yom Kippur from the Heilige Wasser from the mikveh that Kali saw with table and Erev Yom Kippur. So murder gazach. So it's mummish murder gazach. But the essence, we have to know one thing clear, that if a person has drops that are not to fear, I'm going to ask that. It's only a shtickle over there, about it's not choshev, and it's bottle, and the nailer is going to shy of Hitzah in that Indian. Come again, weiter. Okay, the ikish shayla when it comes to these things is the mechsikim etakim. Mechsikim etakim means like this. We know there's a halacha that a person is not allowed to be toivel kalim, for example, on Shabbos. When you have a kli, and you want to toivel this kli from if you want to go along and toivel this kli from being in a reshut of a goy, now it's in a reshut of a yid, you want to toivel it, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why not allowed to do it on Shabbos? Because if you do it on Shabbos, it looks like you're being mistaken something. Because until now, you couldn't use the kli. Now, you can use the kli. Oh, now you can use the kli. So now you've done a tikkun to this kli. You've done a mistaken kli, and that's exeir mishamakke the patish, and it's awesome. So the Gemara in Beit Yitzchak tells us as follows. Even if Enoch Anam, or by the way, we know, you can't toivel kli on Shabbos. Oh, but a human being, if a mensch would be toivel on Shabbos, it's different. Why is it different? So the Gemara poshut. When you toivel a kli, the only reason why you're toiveling a kli is to use the kli. Remeida, the tikkun man, the tikkun of the kli. Masha'en gains of the Gemara. When you have a human being, when you have a person that's toiveling somewhere, so why is he doing it? He's doing it, so the Gemara, here to make up. He's boiling hot, maybe he's a little bit dirty, so he goes in the water, poshut, why? In order to look clean, in order to cool down. Other reasons. Oh, so the Gemara, when there are other reasons why a person is toiveling in the mikvah. And there's a different reason. Then we don't have to be worried about mechsikim etakim. Right? And we know how to give you a right that this is true. The Gemara says, for example, as a person, lalach and shulchan aruch. What happens if a person wants a table of kli on Shabbos? He needs a kli. I had this a few times, a phone call Erev Shabbos. They got a brand new kli Erev Shabbos. We need to use it on Shabbos. So yeah, maybe the shayla is a benesh, mashas, whatever. Of the shulchan aruch brings an etzah. You can actually take this kli. Right? I don't know if anybody wants to do this. But you can fill up water from the mikveh and pretend that you're using it kibbutz to drink from. You're using the kli to drink from it. Oh, so if you're doing it in that oifen, I'm not doing it to toivel it. It's not masakin mon, it's not mitzik and attacket. Im kain, we see klar. But whenever there's no chashash of mitzik and attacking, then I'm not worried. It's the same thing with the mikveh also. Zodi Gemara in Beitza. When a person goes to be toivel in the mikveh, so enoch anami, if he's doing it to be toivel, it's a problem. But if he could be doing it for a different reason, like this case, where he's doing it to cool down, he's doing it partially because he wants to be a little bit cleaner, whatever. So later, that's no shayla of Mexican attacking, and therefore it's mutter. The shayla is bismanenu. Bismanehem, gewaldik, of bismanenu. Bismanenu is nishtazoy. Bismanenu, nobody is toivel in the mikvah without the reason of toivel in the mikvah. Nobody's toivel in the mikvah because Nira can ache up, because he wants the partially to be cooled down. That's about the nish. Right, nobody in the right mind will go to a mikveh on Shabbos Kodesh, right, where most people didn't have a shower beforehand, only to cool down. It's about this Nishna Kavona. Everyone that goes is Vadi L'Shem Shemayim. That's a Boshet. So maybe the Shaila is, Bismanenu, why are people going to mikveh? To be Tovel. So what's the Heta? What's the Heta to be Tovel? And even goes even more than that. There's a Maril. The Maril says that the Kach is the meaning of the Maestah was Miskabel and Klal Yisrael. The Ramah brings it, the Chashulchum is it, the Kavachayim is it, the Kai Olu brings it, that Avada and Avada, our meaning is, meaning Ashkenazim is, we're not toivel even in water that's cold. Zug the Maril, the meaning is, we're not toivel in water that's in gants and cold, that means to go to a beach, or to go to a place, where everything is freezing cold. So there's no Shailog, Zerim, Chatzoyis, because no one's going to heat, think of going to heat up the water on Shabbos, V'hulei. Or the Zug the Maril, Afal Pekin, it's awesome. Now there's a few reasons why the Maril said this. One of the ikar reasons why the Maril asked this was because of Schita. He was actually worried that people are going to be over on Schita Saris and other Schita, especially when they go with their clothes, and Mamela, he was machmir on that. So the Shail is Bismanenu. What is the het of Bismanenu to be toivel? Again, Amol in the Gemara, the het was Nirikimeka. Nowadays we don't have the heta. So we don't have the heta, the Maisa. What is everyone Shemichon? So Reb Chaim Noam says a Shulchan, as we're going to see many, many Maimakoimis, Reb Chaim Noam goes to Shulchan says nowadays there's no tikkun. Nowadays there's no tikkun for a simple reason as follows. Nowadays people are toivel even when they're not tummy. And if they're not tummy and they're being toivel, stam. So in that case it doesn't look like you're being misakin anything. And that means even if a person is going when he is Tomei, and he's going, yes, to Masakin to make himself Torah now, whether it be for Tefillah, whether it be for Torah, whatever it wants, as a Mela, since people go also when they're Toho, and they go stamp to Sefer Kedusha, as we're going to explain, to Zugav Chaim knowing, since a Shulchan, it no longer looks like a Tikkun. It no longer looks like he did anything wrong. Because everybody goes, once the Oilam goes, once the belt goes, no longer looks like a tikkun anymore. And the Maisa, this was the Psak Halacha the Maisa, that when it comes to Tzvilas Ezra, Avada Nevada, it's mutal lechatchila for a person to be toivel on Shabbos Kodesh, as you're saying, Tnumag and Avram, Mechai Odom, Ali Shabbos, Ali Rabbe, Kitzar Shloh, and as I passed in the Halacha the Maisa, the Mishabu in Be'alach and Shinchobok, the Mishabu says, Mufurish, he says, Avada 100%, since tikkun Ezra was bottled bizmanenu, and people are going, even when they're not, it no longer looks like a tikkun. The minig avada is to be mekel, but avada persons of the Mishnah Berurah says you should be careful for schita zayin. So again, when it comes to tefillas Ezra, when a person is takatomei to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, that the Allah poskim is 100% mutter on Shabbos kodesh. Now comes along the goyim, the Heilige Gra, and the Gra paskins the halacha that it's asa. It's also to go to mikvah on Shabbos. I know you'll tell me, no, a litvak. What about that? I was just to say, the goyim was so makbid on mikvah that he would tell people that if you become tomei on Shabbos, go miyad motzei Shabbos. Don't wait till Sunday morning. No. Miyad motzei Shabbos, guys, to mikvah. Why? You don't want a person to be tomei more than he has to be. So the guy wasn't messing around with it, was tumah and tyre and all these zachen. The guy was makbid on tefillah, that's a vada. On Shabbos? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, the Maisa, the Moshe Shtermach, and Shubhas van Hoggers and Chedik Beis, wants to be mazver, Angestikel Teyredaten, it wants to be mazver that nowadays, even the goyim would be mekel. And even Talmidei HaGoyim, Avada should be mekel. And it brings two reasons. Reason number one, he says, is as follows. Reason number one is, he says, because in those days, in the days of the goyim, people were tovel because of Tosfos Kedusha, right? And the Mela, it looked like Metakin. Right? That's what people were tovel. They were tovel Tosfos Kedusha, and therefore it looked like a real tikkun that a person had, and that's the reason why they're going after it. Bizmanazet, people are tovel left, right, and center. The whole island is toveling, like he told you before. And the Mela, even the Goyim, would say about the Ritzmota. Right? That's reason number one. Reason number two, Zuk the Goyim, he brings over here for a blade, Hachosid. Right, one of the moments the great place came over there, and he says, "Pshat the going like this." He says, "The pshat is asoy." He says, "There's two mitzvahs that a person can do that lead to great avedas. Two little mitzvahs that lead to big avedas. What are they?" So he says, "Mitzvah number one, little mitzvah, is davening ma'ariv by nacht." Right, the meaning was in Vilna is they were machmir to daven Shabbos dafke ma'ariv by nacht. It's a little mitzvah, it's a wonderful, it's a lovely mitzvah. Over the Averus, Rabbi Chosid. The reason why it came to Averus, people came up very, very late, and it caused problems in Shalom Bites. That's reason number one. Reason number two, he says over here, is a small mitzvah. Small mitzvah. Person to be tovel on Shabbos Kodesh. Small mitzvah. Of it will lead to a great Averus. What's the great Averus? Skitasaius. And it brings over there, but this man undergoing a tremendous amaratzim garden. Amish terrible amaratzim. And people didn't know that loch is bechlal. And the mele, if they were tovel, they were going to be over nisui badai. The Maisa, Zukum Meshe Shtermen, Bizmanenu, Baruch Hashem, Nispashet Tamid HaChomim, Nispashet the Hilcha Shabbos, people know about it that you can't be Seichet, and therefore, even Al Pi the Goyim, he wants the Taina, would be Mutter. So again, to be Tevil for Tumah Letara, als Tevil, as Ezra, is a brother Mutter Lechatchila on Shabbos Kodesh. The Shaila is that talking about hot water, or is that cold water? Is there a heter to go in a hot mikveh on Shabbos Kodesh? So you look in the Gemara, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Etzem we know that Chazal were geyser for a person to be reichetz, the whole guf in hot water. Right? And that's the Maisa, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, is an Issa midrabbonon for a person to be reichetz on Shabbos Kodesh in hot water. Right? And that's why Kama Gedolim passed in Avada, that the Maisa, we are not allowed to tovel in a hot mikvah on Shabbos Kodesh. And that's the Maisa, the Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Seifa, Kideiga, the Chacham Sodom, the Chaya Odom, the Mishnebura, the Chushulchan, the Gizmoisha, that Avada, Gzeres Chazal, you're not allowed to be tovel in a hot mikvah on Shabbos Kodesh. Now, the Maisa, the minig is nishtazay. The minig is nishtazay. So where does it come from? So there's a few mekayimis that you could be makel, right? A few tzirufim that the ma'isa pizeh about it is a minig to be makel. Number one, the korban asanel. The korban asanel, like we said in the beginning, says klar that only a rechitza was asa, and rechitza that's hodas asa. Oh, but tzvila, mishkin rechitza, and the main of the korban asanel. That's one reason to be makel because it's already called a tzvila, not a rechitza. Reason number two. Is a shazan shuvah divrei Yosef brings up a Rambam over there that wants a pain in the tzorich mitzvah a person can be makel. Reason number three, the ma'aser you have people that the etzem they were toivah even if it was cold. Oh, but since it's difficult, it's the winter, they're scared to get sick. The tzorich mitzvah as the ma'aser you can be makel. Now the ma'aser are appease there and many other svaros. There's a vada mokim for a person to go into a hot mikvah on Shabbos Kodesh. It's brought down in shazan shuvah Yeshua's Malkoi that in Belz and in Trisk. The mikvah was bedafka boiling hot. The Cosmo Rebbe says, "Faket a person should dafka tovel in hot water." He said, "You have to say makes a moedik a tikkun, tikkun gadol over there. The person tovel dafka in hot water." There's a ma'aser with the Heilige Shin of a Rebbe. The Shin of a Rebbe was one time in a mokrim for Shabbos, whatever. He's staying in a place. He went to the mikvah on Shabbos. He dipped one foot into the mikvah. He saw it was boiling hot. He jumped straight out, and he had a zam mokrim with the heat of the mikvah Shabbos. Such a place will burn. They bring down the Meister that every single year after that there was a fire in the town. Now the Meister, I once asked the Sadigay Rebbe, Susan Yugun Alaini, I once asked him about a hot mikvah. Right? I said to him, are you allowed to go to a hot mikvah or not? And he told me it shouldn't be heist mamish. That's what he told me. Come to the Rebbe. Shouldn't be heist mamish. It shouldn't be heist. Forget it. I spoke Erev Shabbos to the current Sadigay Rebbe Shlita. So he told me, forget it. It's dangerous to go into a hot mikvah. A person goes into a hot mikvah, he can raise up the blood pressure, b'chule. Then about that again, in a lot of places, are dafka noig to have a hot mikvah on Shabbos. There's a mocking to be made. Shevet Halevi, for example, Rav Osman Chelek Hay brings that avada l'chatchila, a person should be mahadir not to go into a hot mikvah. So you state in Shevet Halevi that again, if it's in the winter, if he feels not well, you're going to get sick from the cold water, there's no mocking to be made. Okay. So you state in Shevet Halevi of avada l'avada, even if a person goes into a hot mikvah, it's in and out. This is the Pashat. Right, with Moshe Shtermach and Chuz Ben Hoggis writes, you have people that sit in the mikveh, that's a schmooze over there, Shabbos morning, in the Heisa mikveh, so Moshe Shtermach does a mitzvah habov aveira. It's a mitzvah habov aveira. It's not Moshe Ossagom. It's a vadanish. To go in, look, stay to be tovel. And bring that also with the poskim, that if a person goes to a hot mikveh, not the pshat, he has to be tovel one time and leave out. No. You can be tovel all the 613 things that you do. There's a bad you can do on Shabbos. Oh, but don't do the dafke extra, the kavona, for the actual hot waters, the gishmak, the cholei. If you go for the tefillah, there's a bad with ala kavona from the benishchar, the chidor, with the yud kibor. I don't even know if any of the kavonas that a bad person has to be tovel with, a bad you can still go do the same thing on Shabbos Kodesh. So again, a bad there's a mokrim for a person to go into a hot mikvah. If you have a choice, of most Hasidic, from Motikazach, from Satma, from America, he also tied that Be'etzim Lechatzchil, if you have a choice in a hot and a warm, or hot and a cold, Avada you should mahadu and try and go into the cold or the warm one. So Avada is a hidden, Shevet HaLevi's of the Zalbazach, but Avada if you only find one, or it's difficult to go in the cold one, Avada you can be makel to go into even the hot one. Now, the Meister, that was the Gabe Tfila for Tumah. What about Tosefes Kedusha? What about Stam? A person wants to be tovel l'tosefes kedusha ba'alma. So the Be'alocha brings down Alocha in Shechavov, and the Be'alocha says that nowadays, because we have the gzeira of the maril, that we are not tovel, a few in water, if it was hot, cold and gansen. Although since we have this gzeira and chazal and tzadis or makabel this gzeira, mamish like a halocha, so zug the Be'alocha in Cain. We have to be machmeh even unto Sefes Kedusha. As of the Mishnah Berurah, it's enough that we're making on when a person needs to go to the mikvah. When a person doesn't need to go, just under Sefes Kedusha, so the Mishnah Berurah, it shouldn't be done. That's the Maaseh the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah Halacha. I mean, they do bring down that the Chofetz Chaim himself, the Sadigim Rebbe told me I have Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim himself would go betzina to mikvah even on Shabbos Kodesh. They say the Maaseh is they used to go in, and after he came out of the mikvah, he'd hold his kapel from above, and he'd push it like, let go of it. And it should fall down without him pushing down. He was scared of Sita. Oh, but they bring down the Maisa. So Rabbi Zur, one time I told him the Maisa, he was very upset with me. Sheke Goma has a shaykh into the Be'alocha. You shouldn't go. He himself did go. No, you're there exactly. Oh, you're denying. Oh, but they do bring down one of the Sforim that the Chavetz Chaim Taki used to go. Now, what's the reason Dafka to go? That result. You see, this is the Zaka the Minik. The Minik is of other people go Dafka. Litvaks Chasidim, no Chilik Bechlau. Is why. There's a Murdika result. That reason Shara Kavonis writes, Now, if a person is Tomei, somebody goes to make a double poshet, olive base. Or but even if a person with Dariza has no tzorich bechlal to go to the mikvah, Avadus with the reason tzorich to go, Avadus has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos Kodesh. That's about the Vaposhet, because again, you have to know there's a difference with the reason between the Kedusha of Erev Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yom Shabbos on Shabbos day. As we state in the reason, the Beis Aaron brings down that the Tevila on Shabbos is more choshev than the Tevila on Erev Shabbos. As we state in Beis Aaron, the Kedusha Shulchan says that Fakeh is a Ksas Mitzvah. For a person to be tovel on Shabbos Kodesh with Tisefes Kedusha is a Ktsas Mitzvah. As we state in Ktsas Shulchan, Shevet Alevi took the Zalba Zach and Chelik Hei is Gidri Srach Mitzvah over here we're dealing with. It's even Sestam Azach. We're doing something over here from Shemudik Azach. And then, I guess my favorite Mamokim, my favorite Seva, the Minah Kamarna. Ah, the Heilige Minah Kamarna, he brings over there in Shulchan Atzeya Azal Loshen Moedik. I wouldn't, I should bring the Seva in here, but I think we'll go with a week. Every week we'll go through Noch HaSeva. It's Mamish Moedik. He says over here, Mitzvah v'chir for a person to be tovel on Shabbos morning, like the Arizal says, that someone that doesn't go without an oinus, it's mutter to call him a sinner, as it states in the Shulchan Gemara. Because everything that Arizal said was mamish straight from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, not from a malach, not from anybody else. And the Meila zut the Shulchan Atayah, a person is mukhayev to go on the Shabbos morning v'dafka to the mikvah. The last shayla is a shayla as well. Sometimes it's a very negative shayla. You go to a place and you try to be makbid on the mikvah, and the maisa, you have to be careful, because if you go to a place, they sometimes put a swimming pool. They take the swimming pool of the hotel and they say, Rabbi Sai, this is the mikvah for Shabbos Kodesh. Does it work? Does it not work? I mean, we're dealing with over here shayla Takanas Ezra. We're dealing with over the shayla of the Sefer Kedusha. So the maisa is swimming down that the etzim, it works. It works for both. It works for Sefer Kedusha and it also works for Takanas Ezra. Now there is a shayla whether or not it's got a filter or not. It's a grand sarichas. I don't want to go into it now. The shayla the swimming pool has a filter. If it's got a filter, lab dafke, it works for Tfilas Ezra. Okay, there's a grand shayla. That's when a person is stuck. We pass in shuvim works, and the body can be tovel in a swimming pool whatsoever. However, this has to be very careful. I was once on a zamokim, and they made the swimming pool into a mikvah. So no, and I saw a fellow on Shabbos who was swimming. Decided to make use of the time. At the same time, he's going to mikvah. He might as well start swimming. And he was going up and down and laps the whole thing. I said, excuse me, Shabbos, hello. Now, the maaseh, it's very schwer to say what he did was osa gomel. Right? The main reason with the asr is outsmack of a patish, but the maaseh has walls around the swimming pool. Whatever details that we don't want to go too much into detail now, is be'etzem, we could have said, maybe we could say it's good. Avada, it's lechatchila, avada should not be done in that case. And the other last couple of shaylos is, first of all, you have to know a few things. Number one, I was sitting recently with a rav from America, whatever. He said that they recently found that in the mikvah, they always have these turnstiles things, right? You know, these silver metal things that everybody goes in. And everyone thinks it's off. And they said they found this in a certain place, that it was actually on, even though the lights were all off and the machine was keyed off, but they actually found that every single time that a person went through, some kind of mechanism went off, and it made a click and a psazach, and the kids, the people were machal Shabbos every single time they went to the mikvah. So another person has to be careful that the place that he goes is switched off at Gunson, and you've got no shilas over there. Another shilas, a person has to be aware, a lot of these things, you yourself can't be aware of these things, but it's good just to know there's such a shilas. And that is, when you go to a mikvah, especially nowadays, a lot of the mikvahs are controlled by thermostat, especially electronic thermostat. And when the mikvah chaps that it's not got to the right temperature and it's lost temperature all the day, all the people going in, so it chaps it, and the mele goes higher. So again, avada in a lot of the haimish and mikvahs and all the places that you're going to go to, it's not a geir bachlal, avada they're makbid to make sure that everything is switched off, or everything's on a natural level that will never go up or down. But if you go to a zamokah with a not makbid on it, so you have to be careful. Because it could be when you're going in, especially the winter when you're freezing cold, you're directly causing, it's not shayla begrom, it could be a maisa v'yadayim, that you're causing by going inside, the water to go down in temperature, but mele, the thermostat to go up, and the water to go be heated once again. The last shayla is the etzim shayla. Very interesting shayla. I never saw this brought down anywhere. Oh, but I always had this for years. When I learned bishul, I had the shayla ready. What's the shayla? What's the shayla? Those are going to zambok and they make a hot mikvah on Shabbos. Look, they make a boiling hot mikvah on Shabbos. And sometimes it could be. At least the most mekel shita, yatsa ledes boy. Now you're walking into the mikvah on your feet. What have you got? Cold liquid. Now this cold liquid, lav dafka, was cooked already. It could have been from the showers Erev Shabbos, in which case it was cold water, it was never cooked. Even if it was cooked, the ma'aseh is a machlokes, because we've shown him. And you're taking this cold water inside, where? Into this yadso lettuce by mikveh. And this yadso lettuce by mikveh, the ma'aseh, is doing bishul. Shaila bishul mamish. He thinks he's going to mikveh to send this kedusha. He ends up doing bishul mamish. So again, you have to be mapped again. Most times the liquid is not going to be mamish yadso lettuce by. This is not such a shaila. Oh, maybe you can tell him that the water that came out was already cooked. Ein bishulach bishul make adim b'davalach. Maybe it could be mekel. Rabbi Yitzchak Zonnefeld was talking once to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. And he was telling him the moedik and milas of a mikveh. Mamish, moedik and milas. And he said to Mr. Zalman, a moedik of art, which I think sums up the ganze inyan for mikveh. And he said like this. He said, if a mikveh can take a goy mamish, and turn a goy into a yid when he converts, Zug Rabbi Yisrochein Zonnenfeld, al achas kama v'kama, he can take a yid and make him into a much better, a much more heilige yid. Okay, leave it in.